Ogilvy appeared at the Father Bell Community Center on the city's west side, where he greeted leaders of the Latino community. Of the 31,000 Buffalo Public School students, about 6,000 are Hispanic. It's the fastest growing population in the city school district. But there is a high dropout rate among those students, and graduation rates remain low. Latino leaders are hoping under Ogilvy's leadership, he can generate change. During a nearly 25-minute presentation, Ogilvy outlined his plans as interim leader as he works to resolve some of the crisis issues within the district. He started out by explaining that right now it's all about restarts.
And it's gain through change. And it is not judgmental. It is not an approach that focuses on the past or the future exclusively. In fact, my own belief is that the last thing we want to do is bury the future with the past. What we want to do is bury the past with the future.
In a district that's been divided at times racially and unable to resolve issues at failing schools, Ogilvy says he's working to bring people together.
Until they feel it and see it and sense it, they won't believe it. So we will, during this interim, begin to do the kinds of things that let everyone know that we're serious.
Ogilvy worked as an Erie One BOCES superintendent. He's been in education for 33 years, admitting he thought he's experienced it all until he arrived in the Buffalo District. Ogilvy says as interim leader, he will focus on making changes.
Among the first steps is to make sure that with full-day kindergarten and with a variety of other programs and concerns that we open the schools so that everyone has a place and that we are organized and ready to accept them and to do it with enthusiasm, letting them know how important their lives are to the work that we do. We want to connect that back.
As the summer winds down, Ogilvy is taking first steps before the new school year begins. He's working on the annual professional performance reviews, dealing with a complaint from the Office of Civil Rights regarding criterion-based schools. He's on a fact-finding mission with the Buffalo Teachers Union and is now trying to resolve the request by Johns Hopkins University to end its partnership at East and Lafayette High Schools.
Number one, we have a signed contract with Johns Hopkins, and they cannot just leave. Their departure has to be approved by the commissioner because he's a party to that contract. What they can do is indicate their interest in leaving 3 months in advance of when they would go.
Ogilvy also talks about building a team.
One of the things that I believe in as the leader of an organization, regardless of the size, is that sometimes organizations make good people ineffective. We want to make sure that we have a good organization that brings out the best in the people that are there.
Ogilvy's first team-building effort was the hiring last week of new Chief Academic Officer Linda Simas. She will help assess issues within the central office. That's a place that Ogilvy says he wants to get right.
That whole central office structure only exists to serve the buildings in the district. And sometimes we lose sight of that. We see the city hall or the central office as having all the right answers, as using its authority to set out the agenda. Certainly someone has to take responsibility, but if that's the business end of our work, the buildings, we need to hear from them.
The district has already met with priority school principals asking for their feedback. They'll meet again October 19th. The district is also in the process of making principal assignments. That could be completed in the next few days.
I don't want to be disruptive with the principals. If we have an effective team, I want to keep that team in place. If a principal has to be moved, I want to try to keep the people around that principal in place.
Many of our schools are doing well. Many of our schools are failing.
Questions from the members of the Hispanic community ranged from the low graduation and dropout rates to lack of parental involvement. SUNY trustee and former Buffalo School Board member Eunice Lewin attended.
There's tremendous anxiety in the community and concern about the failing school. How do you plan to communicate to the community, to the parents, about this failing school and your plan taking to the next step.
Ogilvy worked to try to address their concerns. He is concerned about how students are assigned to buildings.
We don't want to demoralize people. We want to let them know that there's a goal, there's a better place, and it's worth working hard to get there.
While the latest round of graduation rates for Buffalo showed an increase, the numbers are not promising for Hispanic students as they continue to trail other groups.
That the graduation rates for Hispanics is so low, it's shocking.
Paula Alcala-Rosner is the former executive director of Hispanics United. She told Ogilvy over the last 35 years that she's worked on education issues in the city, the graduation rate for Hispanics has remained an emergency.
We have offered assistance to work with the district.
Most notably, Ogilvy revealed that he has a plan to begin including young people in the education conversation.
They know why they don't go to school. They know the impediments to slowing down their progress. They know the things that frighten them. They know the things that satisfy them. They know the activities that need to define an entire school experience that we might have had and we got rid of, and we need to reinstitute. We don't have the companion piece of a leader of student engagement. I will be proposing that mid-fall.
Ogilvy noted that everything he's involved in as an interim leader will be tied back to the classroom.
This is the beginning, but there has to be follow, and we all need to be at the table and agree on those five things.
After Ogilvy exited, SUNY trustee Lewin encouraged Latino leaders to agree on five issues that need to be addressed within their community.
As a SUNY trustee, I am telling you, I'm very concerned about remediation. We are talking about increasing our graduation rate. Yes, we are increasing our graduation rate. But what happens? They are not ready for college work.
Lewin says parental involvement is number one. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.